listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now this update from the Canadian Press. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says negotiations and dialogue to try to end rail blockades across the country are continuing hour by hour. Trudeau is holding another meeting of his incident response group and is promising an update on efforts to clear the blockades in an afternoon news conference. Hereditary chiefs from BC's Wet'suwet'en First Nation, who are spending the day with Mohawk supporters in eastern Ontario, are also going to speak this afternoon. Police are patrolling the area where about two dozen protesters have set up a rail blockade south of Montreal. So far, they're not enforcing an injunction granted to CN Rail that orders protesters to leave the site and stop disrupting rail traffic. And Canadians who spent weeks confined to their cabins aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship are now getting settled in at the Nav Centre in Cornwall, Ontario, where they will spend another 2 weeks in quarantine. From the Canadian Press, I'm Don Kelly.
I always think a well-produced radio show is a thing of the past. All right, let's check in with the Mohawk weather right now. Tamara. Looking at a high of 4, mix of sun and cloud for Sunday. High of 5, mix of sun and cloud. Right now in downtown Hamilton, -3 with wind chill, -11. Lucky sticks on the way.
This is CIOI.
101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
You know we've been going round and round, and we've had our ups and downs, oh baby. Picture in you with another man is a sight that I can't stand. No, baby. No, baby. No, baby. No, baby. No, I'm not perfect. I do what I can. You make me wanna be a better man. I'm under construction, girl. Please understand. Be patient. I don't wanna put pressure on you or rush into this too soon. No, baby.
No, baby. No, baby.
I said yes. She said no. She said maybe. So could it be? I don't know. Is this real or for sure? I said yeah, she said no. She said maybe. I said so. Could it be? I don't know. Girl, I wanna know.
If I gave you my heart.
The sunshine in my life, everything would be alright. You make me feel like magic. Ever since you walked into my life, I'm addicted to your vibe. Oh baby.
Oh baby. Oh baby.
That's why I've been spending all my time. One day hope you'll be my wife. Yeah baby.
Yeah baby. Yeah baby. Yeah, baby.
I say yes, she said no. She said maybe. So could it be? I don't know. Is this real or for sure? I said yeah, she said no. She said maybe. I said so. Could it be? I don't know. Girl, I wanna know.
If I gave you my heart.
You make me feel like magic. You make me.
all the chit-chat just keeps going on and on and on and on. 106 and change right now. Gunner here. Lucky Sticks is in the studio. Sir, thank you for coming up.
Yo, thank you for having me so much.
Yeah, we're doing the old Hamilton thing. What school did you go to? Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
This. And then of course, the tech part of me comes out where it's like, we got over there. What is that? How much was that?
Man, I love the gadgets, bro. I'm all about the gadgets.
Well, we're in the studio. We're at the Hawk Studios right now, and he has his phone hooked up. There's a tiny camera on a tripod behind me. What is that thing called exactly?
This is the – they ain't paying me, but they should. This is the DJI Osmo Pocket. It's a great gadget. If you are a vlogger or you just want that quick video content without having to carry that DSLR or, you know, all that equipment
– right.
That's the bad boy that you want to get. Fits right in your pocket if you want it to, or right. You can put it up on a tripod. Yeah.
You said that's it's great for like vlogging and podcasts. How's the audio on that?
Okay, the audio is not bad, but it's not great.
So, like, are you taking the audio, stripping the audio out of that, and then bumping up some levels, that sort of thing?
So, I have a lapel mic. Right. That's also attached, and then I just sync the two audio. So I have a little pub mic that's going into a Zoom recorder, and then
I didn't see the Zoom recorder.
Yeah. I got that tucked away, you know? I can't show you all the tricks. Come on, Jamie. I can't show you all the tricks,
You're
bro.
You're being all James Bond over there. I'm like, going, I don't see no other thing. I just got this going on behind me.
Well, one time I didn't record by accident the audio that I wanted, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have really, really bad audio. And when I listened to the audio from the camera, because I was pretty close to it as well, it actually, like I said, wasn't bad.
Right.
So I was able to make a pass with it. But
well, this is great for capturing all your media when you're doing live interviews like
exactly,
this.
Exactly. If I can't bring my team in, then I just
– Oh, no. Wait a minute. You just said team?
Yeah, man. You know, we got a team. This is not a one-man show.
No, that's good because I was just listening to your tune. It's great. I was on your website earlier, and you're going to be performing here at Mohawk College, brought to you by the Mohawk Student Association.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming up on February 26th.
February 26th, right here.
So so I was like, well, I contacted Tyler. I was like, let's bring him in the studio. I want to talk to him and find out more about him. Because when I hit your website, I was like going, okay, well, wait a minute. We have an artist. We have a public speaker.
Keep telling them.
We have like just a little bit of everything.
Yes,
so how did you become this a well-rounded
like a
media person.
Of a person. So my first love is music, for sure. I went to Berklee College of Music, and I actually went to Mohawk, too, for 1 year. And
did you take the music program
here
for 1 year?
Yeah, I took the music program here for 1 year, and that's where I learned about Berklee College of Music, and everybody was like, it's the greatest in the world. And I was like, what? What's this? So I went to Berklee from Mohawk, and then I got into, well, I had to give it a speech one time. When I was getting a bursary, and I realized I had a knack for public speaking.
Sure.
So I was like, wow, I really love to inspire, to motivate, to empower other people.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously music was the first love. So as I was doing the music piece of it, I had this next inkling of love for the speaking part of it. And then I just had this next inkling of love for the education part of it, to go back into my community and to teach what I was learning.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, how do I brand this all? Because I was Lucky Sticks, the performer, Dijon, the speaker, and Mr. Hamilton, the educator.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's too many things going on. There's these three separate entities that I was keeping very separate. And for some clarity purposes, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was just kind of like, if you're Lucky Sticks, then you're Lucky Sticks who just does these three different things, right? So that's when I realized, okay, I can actually marry these things together, and I can say, I'm Lucky Sticks, who is the musician, the motivational speaker, and the music educator, and they all play nicely together.
Right, right. So everything ties together for you. How old are you now?
I'm 26.
Okay, so you're 26.
Yeah.
And you've tied all of these things together.
I know.
So what was earlier on, before we hit the mics, I was like joking with you, like going, I'm drained. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I've had a couple weeks of, and I'm getting everyone pulling me apart here. Like I'm doing contract with some people. I'm working over here. I'm doing all this stuff. And what you just said, at the age of 26, you have everything married together quite nicely.
Yeah.
What is your week like trying to balance out all these different events?
Man, my week is different. Every single week is different. It's madness, but I love it. However, I have a big wall calendar, and that basically keeps me in check. That
oh,
says,
so you're
okay,
going old school with the wall calendar.
I'm going old school with the wall calendar, but then I have the hybrid, okay? Because then I have the wall calendar schedule in my phone calendar. So this way, if I'm on the go or if I'm on the road, you know, we keep it in sync.
I was about to just slam you because you got two devices and you're going, yeah, I got a wall calendar? Like, oh, come on. What are you, like, 2002?
Hey, old school still works, okay, brother. Come on.
Okay. So you have to balance everything together.
Yeah.
But now what you said, a team, because you have these small devices here, do you travel locally in Southern Ontario? People come to record the shows, that sort of stuff?
Yes. So whenever I'm within Southern Ontario, if it's a bigger show, like the show that's coming up on the 26th, I'll have my team. So I have a camera guy that works with me. I'll have my band that's with me as well. Right. And you know, I just make sure that I don't try and take on too much. I delegate certain tasks, but if it's just kind of like a one man show, yeah, and I realize that it doesn't need to be this big whole, you know, right, have to be walking in with 10 guys, 5 guys, you know, I try and keep it light.
You're trying to be, everyone's working. No one's carrying my cell phone. Knock
exactly.
it off. I'm not Eddie Murphy here.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you just said that you're going to be performing with your band. How many people are in the band?
So this is going to be a little bit more of a condensed band. I think we have 1, 2, 3 guys, including, and then 4, including me.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go as large as 6 to 7.
Why the difference from 6 to 7? Is it a different style of show that you put on in different venues?
Yeah. So the show that we're doing on the 26th here at Mohawk College is a little bit different, actually. I've never done it in this format before. It's not my original music. It's not a Lucky Six concert per se. It's more of a historical talk with a inspirational, motivational aspect to it. So we're taking it from the whole aspect of the steel pan, which is an instrument that I play from the islands of Trinidad and Tobago. And we're taking it from the whole concept of how something that is such a beautiful instrument, how beauty mm-hmm. itself, right, can be turned into beauty from obstacles, from setbacks, from so many things that you would think in your life that should be, you know, detrimental to progress. But how, if you're able to pivot, if you're able to reframe negative things that happen, you can really get something beautiful out of it if you're willing to do so. So just telling that whole story of the steel pan first, of how it came to be an instrument, it came from a hard past. It came from mm-hmm. a difficult path full of obstacles. But because of the innovation that happened from the different obstacles, I'm going to basically be touching on the point as the parallel that in our own lives, we are able to pivot and reframe negative right. things, obstacles, setbacks, and make something beautiful in it if we allow ourselves to see the innovation in it.
So, and this is the just like one portion of the show you'll be performing on 26.
Yeah. So this is going to be an hour show.
Okay. So are you doing it from a historical perspective of the instrument?
Yes. Yeah.
And,
so
and it comes from Trinidad and Tobago, that sort of thing. And you were introduced to it through your family?
I was introduced to it through the Hamilton Youth Steel Orchestra. It is still a youth steel pan orchestra program in Hamilton. Mm-hmm. And I went there to play drums, actually.
And then you went, what is this?
And then I was like, this is so cool.
Right.
I never really actually wanted to play it as an instrument that I was going to learn how to play, but I just thought that this was amazing. So I used to just play around with it whenever we'd have our rehearsal breaks. And then I was picking up songs really quickly. And the band organizers were like, yo, we need to get this kid on a steel pan.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you right there.
Yeah,
it's 1:15 right now. I'm mm-hmm. talking to Lucky Sticks. You're from Hamilton.
Yes, sir.
You grew up down in the Wentworth North.
Yes.
Right? On behalf of everyone who's lived down in that neighborhood as you as a young man who picked up a new instrument, thank you for not learning the bagpipes. I am so happy on behalf of everybody, because the thought of you as a kid going, I got to practice my bagpipes, and it's just like, he's not going to make it. He has to move.
No,
you're going to have to kill this kid if he keeps playing the bagpipes at that age. You're killing me here.
Yes. No, you're welcome. You are welcome, everybody in the North End, that I did not pick up the bagpipes.
Well, I think it's great that you're actually doing a historical perspective on that.
Yeah.
You know, now, do you do that at all the colleges and universities when you do Nooners and then in because it's that it's the show is framed that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you said it's not your music that you're performing. It's going to be
the music
style that goes
the music from Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah, that whole right. story.
Okay, so that goes with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then what do we do aside from that? Like, what other shows do we do that we're, when we're not doing that? Because you said it's this is a four, the other one's a six.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we go into your own music.
That's when we go into my yeah. own music. Lucky Sticks, LuckyStickz. Mm-hmm. That's my brand. That's who I am. I have music on Spotify and Apple. And basically what I'm doing is when I have those other shows, I'm doing full Lucky Sticks material. I released an EP back in 2017 and then a few more projects within 2018 and 19.
So 2017, was that an LP or an EP?
That was an EP, yeah.
Right.
So that was an EP. The LP needs to come.
You knew the question was coming. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, because, I mean, the 3 years, mm-hmm. I mean, you can only churn out so much music. And everyone that's listened to my show, and we always talk about this, it's always the cost.
Yes.
Of what you could put out. And some people just like, I got to put an LP out, even though it's going to be cost me a little bit more money.
Yeah.
But it makes more sense to put out an EP. When you're doing your EPs, are you doing an accompanying video with each one?
Yeah, so there's usually we have two videos that go out
yeah.
with each one. So there's a video right now for my song Magic, which was shot in the Cayman Islands.
And that's what we just played now.
Yeah, we just okay. listened to yeah. that. And then there's a video for a song called
there it
I'm trying
is.
To remember the yeah. Oh, I'm blanking.
Don't look at me for help
I'm
on
blanking.
This one, guy. You wrote it.
I know. Oh, my gosh. This is
you know
so
is?
Bad.
It's
of me.
It's that whole bagpipe comment.
It's the bagpipe comment. I'm still thinking about it. I'm stuck with it. But, yeah, there's two music videos out.
Right.
Yeah, and an EP, and definitely the LP needs to come. But like you said, it's the cost and the time. As we just spoke about it, it's like there's three things on the go. And when you're trying to juggle everything, you have to say, okay, sometimes what's bringing in more on my schedule. That's okay. one.
But yeah. what as far as like shows? You mean you're doing a lot of you do a lot of shows, and
mm-hmm.
like, but what's bringing in the what's catching people?
Yeah.
to bring you in. Like I mean, there's the talk.
Yeah,
but the music. But like, what have you noticed? Like
yeah.
like the offers from people.
There's definitely a lot more offers for the talks for the speakings, but I'm also very choosy with the type of performances and shows that I do. So
right.
the last big show that I did was Supercrawl main stage back in September, and then I have a show coming up
that
actually.
Must have felt good for you as it's your hometown. It's
North End
setup.
Kid
yeah.
you know it was great it was really great to play that, and I always that was on my bucket list actually.
Was it really? Yeah,
for my Hamilton shows. It's like yeah. definitely want to do main stage Supercrawl, and I spoke it into existence. It took me 2 years to get it, but you know,
no,
it was like
that makes sense. It makes a total sense for you to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what that festival as they're maintained was a diverse schedule, not your
yeah.
traditional festival when it was the inception.
Yeah,
I think almost 9 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So that was amazing. So yeah, there's some more shows coming up. I think we have the Hamilton Public Library. Actually, I'm doing a Lucky Sticks Unplugged show. A whole
on the
hour.
Fourth floor.
On the main floor, they have a little studio, a little performance studio on the main floor.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes I've been in that room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some readings that went down there, and I went there. My wife is on the board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I have to go. So when I tell her that I was talking to you, she's like, oh, well, we're going. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right, I'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where it's at. It's on the main floor. As soon as you go in the library, to your left.
Yes.
They put up, like, sometimes they have a piano up there. And,
exactly.
And yeah, okay, that's about there.
That's the room
that's
right
great.
There.
And, you,
yeah.
and the date on that?
So that's coming in on May. I don't know the exact date, but it's definitely coming in on May.
Look at me. Here I am asking all these questions,
yeah,
and yet I'm just pulling up the schedule.
Do you have some information on there?
Well, you know
exact
what it is?
Dates?
It's whoever is updating your website.
Uh-huh.
I'm only getting previous dates.
Oh.
Oh, someone on your team didn't put it up.
Okay. Somebody's getting fired. Somebody's
You're not
getting
fired. Anybody. Halton Regional Police Youth Black History Events happening on Thursday, February 21st.
Yes, that's coming through.
Yeah.
Actually, on Monday. That's happening on Monday. February the 24th.
On the 24th.
Yeah.
We have a Black History Month gala on February 23rd Mississauga, actually.
Yes. So,
some of it's working.
Some is working.
Let's not jump all over that.
Right.
Hey, it's 121 right now. It's Gunner here. It's Lucky Sticks is with me right now. We're chatting about being a Hamilton guy, all the things that he's doing right now at the age of 26, being a public speaker, a musician. He'll be performing here February 26th at the Mohawk Student Association over in the Arnie. And he was actually did a year here in the music program, went on to Berkeley, was it, you said?
Yeah.
And when you do something like that, you always get connected with other people in the music industry. Who have you played with?
Oh, wow. So Berkeley definitely opened up a lot of doors. I had the opportunity to work with people like Brian McKnight, R&B legend, basically. I had some opportunities to work with Chili from the girl group TLC.
Right.
That was a great times. And definitely one of the most memorable moments for me was performing for Harry Belafonte.
Harry Belafonte.
Yeah. Some of these kids who are listening right now are like, Harry who?
Okay, yeah. You don't know, some people don't know who Harry Belafonte is. My father was a huge Harry Belafonte fan.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Wow.
So, as a child,
yeah,
I would have to flip the albums for the old man while he was with his friends in the yard drinking, right?
Wow.
Like every other Hamiltonian kid has to do in the backyard, flipping albums, right? So I would have to get his Harry Belafonte albums out. We hear all the tunes, and my dad loved Harry Belafonte.
Yeah.
So he goes and buys tickets for Harry Belafonte, right?
Really? Okay.
Couldn't go.
Why?
He had to work.
Oh,
so,
no.
There's this 8-year-old kid with a Harry Belafonte ticket holding his neighbor's hand, and they took me to see Harry Belafonte.
Serious?
And I got to meet him when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
It was great.
Great story.
It was my first concert ever.
Yeah.
He came
to Hamilton?
He came to Hamilton. He played Hamilton Place.
Wow.
Yeah, it was that, and I saw with my aunt, but I couldn't quite remember. Pink Floyd played Irwin Stadium. Boy, that's a whole other generation of drug use for those people, and then that got destroyed. But so you got to play for Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, played for him. We did a tribute show for him.
Yeah.
At Berkeley, and we gave him honorary doctorate.
Of course you did.
And then afterwards, you know, there was definitely just a quick little moment of just speaking with him quickly, just saying thank you for his contributions to just the art form, to everything, for all of his even civic things that he did in the civil rights movement. That must have been
a very special moment for you to do something like that.
Very, very special. There's just certain people that have this aura to them that when they walk into a room, you're like, there's just something about them. It's majestic. It's regal. It's just inspiring, you know?
Right. And so you were inspired. You weren't intimidated.
No.
Because, you know, having what you just rattled off, I played for this person. I've played with this person. I've done this tribute. I've went to Berkeley. I get to meet well-renowned musicians and icons.
Mm-hmm.
So how does one deal with that moment? Like, is there fear of like, oh, what if I screw up? You know what I mean? Like, how do you deal with the anxiety? Are you okay with that right now?
So
performing,
I feel like in the performance spaces, before I hit stage, before I speak, before I do anything on stage, there definitely is that butterfly. It doesn't even feel like butterflies. It feels like somebody's squeezing my gut, you know,
right,
over and over again. But it's not anxiety, it's not fear, it's care.
Right.
I care so much about this that I want everything to go well. I want everything to go right. I don't want to forget my lyrics. I don't want to, you know, miss a cue or anything that, you know?
Yeah.
But as soon as I hit the stage, all of that dissipates. All of that goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just time to deliver. And I just have a strong confidence because I prepare, obviously, but I have a strong confidence in what I'm about to do, what I'm about to deliver, and the impact that it's going to make, that when I hit the stage, there's no room for there to be any more fear. There's no more room. And this is just me personally.
Yeah.
But like, there's just no more room to worry about the things that I no longer have control over. So it's like, looking into the audience, and if I can see anybody, that's some shows I can't see anybody.
Yeah.
But looking into the audience and just saying, like, I care so much about this audience that what I'm about to deliver, I got to make sure that I just get into go mode and I just
hit your mark.
I hit my mark.
You're
and,
doing it,
and
yeah.
make the impact that I need to make.
Yeah. So what do you got planned for 2020?
2020, wow.
You know, I mean, if someone who has this much going on,
yeah,
you have to have these couple-year plans where you want to be.
Yes. You know? Yes. Well, this
I already know you're moving, so that we know.
Exactly. Yeah. But 2020 is definitely a lot more speaking engagements. I run a music program through the TuneIn Foundation. So I'm also the executive director of a nonprofit foundation called the TuneIn Foundation. You can search it up online at tuneinfoundation.org. And what we do is youth empowerment through music education. So we have a flagship program called Musicapalooza Camps, and we run March break camps as well as summer camps across Ontario. So that usually keeps me pretty busy in the summertime because we go straight from June until the first week of August with the camps in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And then definitely speaking engagements in between, performances in between.
That sounds like it's a very large project to do. How are you finding sponsorships for that?
So we've
because funding is everything for that.
Yeah,
for
funding is everything. We basically just reach out to the community and mm-hmm. we let people know what's going on. We've been running it in Hamilton for the past 8 years. And we just opened up new locations that we now offer it in the Ottawa and in the Oakville region. And we just reach out to partner organizations and say, hey, we want to be a part of your community and make impact in your community through the arts for your youth. And right. we just get support from those people, but also from individual donations, as well as our gala. We have an annual gala called the Tune In Gala. This year is going to be in October 3rd. So
that's great.
Yeah.
But you said Oakville and Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to stop for a while, or you're looking at expanding a little bit more? Because that's two extra things. That's
yeah.
two other staff of organization that you have to communicate with. And,
exactly.
you know, it gets bigger and bigger, and then, you know.
Yeah. So I definitely make calculated moves. So there has to be an infrastructure that's set up, that's in place. So how the Ottawa one happened was I had a friend reach out to me who lives in Ottawa, and she said, you know, I see what you're doing in Hamilton. We would love to bring this program out into the Ottawa region.
Right.
And I said, okay, well, this is what we need in order for it to be successful. It needs this, 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 and this. And then once those things are in place, then it's just a prototype. You just
right.
take it and you stamp it into the different locations. So there's definitely room for growth as long as the infrastructure and the team is there.
Right. Hey, it's 1:30 and change right now. Gunner here. Lucky Sticks is with me. He'll be performing February 26th here at the Mohawk Student Association at Mohawk College, the Fennel campus. It will be held at the Arnie. We're talking everything from public speaking to the steel drum to meeting icons and performing for them mm-hmm. and how to have a balanced life and put everything together and maybe even a breakfast or two thrown in there as well. Just to wrap things up,
yeah.
We talked about the EP. We talked about this one style of music that you're doing and now your own stuff. Where are you at now with putting out the new stuff? Because it is 2020.
It is 2020.
No pressure on
no
you.
No pressure. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But now it's like, do you have material to go into a studio? And how much do you have?
Yeah. So
and what's the process for you?
So there definitely is music. There definitely is music. Is it studio ready? Not yet. It's not mm-hmm. studio ready yet. But definitely in the writing mode. I'm working on a few projects. I'm working on two different writing projects. And, so 2020, there needs to be new music. I'm going to put that on tape, okay?
Somehow I feel there's people in your camp going, that's right, you ask them because we've been going on about this for a while.
Yes, 100%. 2020, there needs to be new Lucky Six music. So that's going to be in the works. Honestly, it's just really about, like we're talking about, balancing and making sure that I don't put too much on my plate.
Right.
And making sure that I'm still being productive and putting out the content that needs to be put out. So, yes, 2020, there's new music. There's a new podcast that's out as well called Let Me Find Out How You Found Out. There's a new book project that's coming out.
Oh, come on.
There's just a lot of stuff that's going on in 2020.
You're doing a podcast in 2020.
Yes, sir.
You got a new album. You want to put an EP out.
Yes,
possibly
sir.
An LP. We're not sure at this point. Right? And you want to write a book.
There's a book in the works.
You're going to look great in a coffin.
Man.
You're going to look great. You're going to be young. You have a nice suit. You're going to be 28. They're like, how'd he die? Oh, he's just exhausted.
He's exhausted.
He's done. Look
exhausted.
At him. But look at the camera he's got.
Right?
You know?
It's so fancy.
It's great.
You know what they say? That the grave is the most valuable place in the world. It has all of the unwritten songs, all the unwritten books, all the unwritten things. So, listen, I'm not trying to go to the grave and contribute to that grave bank, okay? So I'm gonna do as much as I could do right now while I'm still here.
I admire your energy, but it's just that when you talk to someone, you're like, oh, yeah, and I'm doing this, and then deep inside of me, I'm like going, I was complaining I was getting tired to him before we got on the air. I feel like a real knob right now. Yeah, you're tired. Yeah. Yeah, I've been wanting sleep for the last 5 years, Gunner. Hey, on your website, you have a track called Be Mine.
Be Mine. That's the one that the music video.
Okay, so there you go. So if I were to play this, everything's all right.
Everything is good to go.
Okay, so one more time. How does everyone find you on the net?
Please go to my website, www.luckysticks. That's LUCKY. STICKZ.com. You can also find me on Instagram at Lucky Sticks. Everything is Lucky Sticks. So once you go to LuckySticks.com or you go to at Lucky Sticks on Instagram, you'll find my whole life is there, all connected.
Awesome. Thank you for stopping by, sir.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome anytime. You want to come back up, you want to do some promotion, you want to hang out, you want to talk about your podcast or your book or anything you want to talk about.
Yes, sir.
This is the place to come. You can come on the show, and if you can't get a hold of me, that lovely gentleman in there, the Brian Webb, our station manager, he will hook you up and help you out with things.
Awesome.
Be Mine, Lucky Sticks right now on Steel City Music.
Bow.
You and me against the world. No one like you, my favorite girl. I can't understand something about you. You've got me hooked. Maybe it's your smile, the way we vibe, or the way you look. I want you, I love you, but you're not feeling me. You said I'm so sorry. I don't feel the chemistry. It's hard to be friends when you mean more to me. Just give me a chance and baby girl, I'll treat you like royalty. Show you love, girl, you're my queen. Build empires from our dreams. I just want you on my team. Oh, darling, you're so lovely. Show you out for the world to see. Picturesque, just you and me. Falling deeper and deeper in love. Girl, can you see how I'm thinking about you all the time? Oh, baby, be mine. Yeah, baby, be mine. Girl, can you see how I'm thinking about you all the time? Oh, baby, be mine. Yeah, baby, be mine. I see that you found another man. In my heart, I still don't understand. I hope it makes you laugh, it makes you smile, it makes your heart beat stronger. My heart was holding on, I'm letting go, I'm not holding on no longer. I got you, baby, got you. Ooh, baby girl, you're so sweet. It's a shame that you're taking. Cause girl, you're my fantasy. Sometimes the things we want most, we're best without. But one day I'll find my queen, no doubt. I'll treat her like royalty. Show you love, girl, you're my queen. Build empires from our dreams. I just want you on my team. Oh, darling, you're so lovely. Show you out for the world to see. Picturesque, just you and me. Falling deeper and deeper in love. Girl, can you see how I'm thinking about you all the time? Oh, baby, be mine. Yeah, baby, be mine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Scottolites. Rockford Rock. Come on, boys, wrap it up. Here it is. Before that, you heard Line Youth, Rat a Cut, a Bottle, and a Dub. Gunnar here, Steel City Music on the Hawk, approaching the 2 o'clock hour here in Hamilton, Ontario. It's a little cold outside, a little chilly still with a wind chill of minus 11. It was great having Deshaun here from Lucky Sticks. Cool dude. I like everything that he's doing. He's pretty inspirational, putting all that stuff together at the age of 26. But yeah, very talented. And check him out February 26th at the Arnie here at Mohawk Student Association, at the Mohawk Student Association in the G Wing, if you're at the Fennel campus. Now, also happening next week, if you are out at the IAHS campus, there will be some free burritos as well, and free burritos are going out to the students as well at Stony Creek. Got to be a full-time student, and MSA is going to feed you, so there you go. That's awesome. And 8:30, there's the breakfast clubs that are happening here in Fennel and also out in Stony Creek as well on the Wednesday, and Lucky Sticks will be performing at noon here at the Fennel campus. Make sure you come for that. And also, March 4th, the super fan, Toronto Raptors fan, Nav, will be doing a public speaking at the McIntyre Theater, brought to you by the Mohawk Student Association. Hit up the website, find out more details, and it's free for students. And if you know a student, they can sign you in, and it's only $10. He's just going to give you an hour-long lecture on his life, working with the Raptors, and he just got accepted. They put him into the Hall of Fame, the first fan to be in the Hall of Fame in the NBA. So that's pretty, that's quite the honor, actually. So, what are we going to do here? We got Cobalt Connects coming up a little bit after 2, hopefully. I haven't heard from Jeremy Freiberger today, so that might mean something's weird's going on, but I'm sure he'll blow in or message me. But right now, some Barry Levington for you. Praise his name. I send this out to my buddy Brian Webb, who's hiding in the office right now trying to eat some lunch, I think. But I know he likes this song, so I'll spin it for him. You're hanging out with Gunnar on Steel City Music.
Suffer the little children to come unto I, for I is their master. Show them wrong and show them right. You got to live upright in this time, in this time, in this day. Oh, oh, in this day. Let them praise his name in the home. We'll be right back.
Now this update from the Canadian Press. It's not clear if any breakthroughs in negotiations will be announced when Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Wet'suwet'en hereditary chiefs hold separate news conferences this afternoon. Trudeau has promised a full account of his government's work to clear rail blockades put up in support of the chiefs. Quebec Premier François Legault is calling on police